DW. Students anxiously grab a cappuccino or rush to what may soon be the last lectures given here. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán wants to shut down the Central European University, or CEU, which was founded by his arch enemy, the US-based billionaire George Soros. Orbán accuses Soros, an elderly Hungarian-born philanthropist and Holocaust survivor, of funding pro-migration activists to undermine his illiberal policies. The Prime Minister says Soros wants to flood Christian Hungary with Muslims, charges the philanthropist denies. And Soros is just one of many on the government's ever-growing blacklist. It also includes people like 27-year-old János Mécs. He is a founder of Hungary's fledgling opposition party, Momentum Movement.
The thing is that the current Prime Minister, so Viktor Orbán, doesn't believe in debate. That's the core philosophical challenge with this government. That, for example, Viktor Orbán hasn't given any interview to non-state or non-pro-government media since 2010. So they don't believe in debate because they think that they are right and they have this talismanic view that they know better, and that means that there's no point in debating. And this shows that you don't need a university like CEU about critical thinking, because you don't need critics, you know, because they think they know the way the country should go. And any debate is just seen as, you know, some not useful objection. And that's really a core idea of today's government and today's illiberal populist government in Hungary.
Founded in 2017, Momentum initially began as a movement that successfully halted government plans to organize the expensive Summer Olympics in 2024. It recently turned into a pro-European centrist party and said it is financially backed mainly by crowdfunding and a few thousand supporters. Momentum claims to be ideologically diverse and open to debate and supports, for instance, gay marriage, decriminalizing cannabis and abortion rights. But the party has in the past also faced stiff criticism from liberal quarters over its choice of partners. Momentum's international relations manager, Daniel Berg, admits that Momentum has been condemned for cooperating with Hungary's largest opposition party, Jobbik, which was notorious for anti-Semitic and anti-Roma rhetoric, but which now claims to have abandoned its far-right past.
Definitely, it was quite difficult. And if you told me, I don't know, 5 years ago that I'll be meeting with Jobbik politicians to coordinate and to discuss common tactics, I would have, you know, been quite surprised, to be honest. But what we have to see is that we have to find the common denominator without compromising our values. So we still reject any sort of extremism, racism, anti-Europeanism. These are things that are, you know, kind of beyond the red line for us. But we have to find the common denominator in the terms of standing up against corruption, for an independent judiciary, for free media, and to stop corruption. And while if they continue in that light and do not engage in this sort of extremist and reprehensible activity, then we must work with them.
This explains why in recent weeks Momentum has been rubbing shoulders with Jobbik supporters and other parties, as well as trade unionists, on the streets of Budapest in some of the largest anti-government rallies to be held in Hungary in years. Their protests are directed against a controversial so-called Overtime Act, which was rushed through Parliament by Orbán's ruling Fidesz party. The new legislation allows employers to demand up to 400 hours of overtime work annually and to pay for it up to 3 years later. Critics say this slave law would effectively introduce a six-day working week. Momentum is also angry about massive corruption with billions of euros in EU funding that they say has enriched the Prime Minister, family members and business friends. Some even call for prison terms and want Hungary to join the European Prosecutor's Office, which investigates financial wrongdoing by member states. And, like the EU, Momentum questions the increased government control over most media courts, and other previously independent institutions. The political activism of Momentum founder János Mecs may be in his DNA. His father is the former politician Imre Mecs, who was nearly executed for his role in Hungary's 1956 revolution against the Soviets.
As an engineering student, he was involved in the revolution. I think after 1 year of the revolution, he was caught by the police and he was sentenced to death. So he was in the death row for, I think, nearly 1 year or 1.5 years. But then they changed the judgment to a life imprisonment. So that was a pretty tough time, and he spent 6 years in prison, and he was released with the general amnesty in 1963.
The experience of his father impacted on his own views on Hungarian society.
What I saw that father wanted to change things in 1956 as well, as after the democratic transition, so in Hungary. And that was an inspiration, of course. What I saw as well, that this democratic transition has run a full. After 2010, we saw that there was no representation for the young people in Hungary. So after Fidesz took over, the old parties were not an option for us. That was an inspiration to get out of this party system and just found a party which is suitable for us, for this generation. But then it turned out that it's not a generational party, but it's for everyone who wants a change in Hungary.
His freedom-fighting father shared the prison with the grandfather of Anna Julia Donat, Momentum's vice president. She recalls her grandfather, Ferenc Donat, as a prominent figure during Hungary's 1956 fight for freedom.
My grandfather got involved in politics when he was a university student. He was in prison 3 times in 3 different regimes. He was one of the founder of the first illegal communist party. Then he was a state secretary in the first Nagy Imre government. And then he got involved in the second one. So therefore, he got involved in the 56 revolution. And my father in the 70s told to my communist atheist grandfather that he going to study theology and he want to be a Lutheran pastor. And in my family, that was okay. Generation to generation, we learned from each other. We were taught at home to be proud of those values you believe into and stood up for those values. And also I learned to be brave to stood up for other people.
Donat, who studied sociology and lived in the Netherlands, wants to reach millennials. She recognizes that hundreds of thousands of young people left Hungary amid concerns about low living standards and the current political climate.
So millennials said, you know what, leave me alone. I don't care about which party says what. I just don't want to get involved because it's always something nasty. And we decided to show our generation that no, politics can be sexy. Because what is politics? To think, to talk and act on everything around us. And basically, when we're just talking about from football to what's happening at the university, whether I can study for free or not, it's all politics. Don't complain about the system when you do nothing in order to change whatever happens with you.
Sorry, first floor.
Okay.
A heavy entrance door at an old downtown building near Hungary's historic Jewish district. The staircase leads to a crowded apartment. Here, Momentum supporters are preparing for the upcoming European Union elections, scheduled for May. Medical doctor Katalin Cse is leading Momentum's European list. She claims to be among hundreds of people who were harassed and searched by Orbán-backed police after demonstrations. Cse says Orbán's government is angry that Momentum is trying to eclipse the government's anti-migration campaign with more pressing issues, such as the underfunded healthcare system that is plagued by corruption. She claims 1 in 3 people are dying because of preventable diseases and says the average life expectancy in Hungary is up to 7 years shorter than in neighboring Austria.
We have the healthcare for the poor and healthcare for the rich. And of course, like in other countries also, there is a private healthcare system and there is nothing wrong with that. However, the entire society is splitting into 2 parts under this regime. We have basically 4 million people who are considered to be poor, basically. So it's there is a very, very, very thin layer of people who profit a lot from the system, and they can get the best education, the best healthcare, they can travel, they can, like, rest nightly. If you walk in the streets, you see, like, designer brands where you can buy shoes for 4,000 euros. So there are people who shop there. And there is, like, another half of people who basically can't afford to pay their rent.
This is why Che wants Hungary to remain a close ally of Western institutions such as the European Union, to help the country become a more prosperous and democratic nation. Momentum recognizes that its visionaries and dreamers may eventually become part of the same established political system that they now dread. But back at CEU, Anna Julia Donat hasn't given up hope that her political generation will succeed in renewing a nation that throughout history suffered under different regimes.
Well, honestly, I can just say that when my fiancé proposed me and I asked him that, yes, but your parents divorced, why do you believe in marriage? It's the same thing. We believe in marriage. We believe that we can do it differently. The rest is in the future. I want to be held responsible for my own acts and sayings, not what the previous generations in my family did, not what other parties did, what I'm doing and my party is doing. We have a chance to do it differently, and my responsibility to try. If I'm not trying, then I'm not better than anybody.
Stefan Bos, DW, Budapest.
DW.